few weeks ago, we were learning a little bit of the Indian Sugiv Yeledes. And the Anfang Pashas Tazriya, Torah says that Yeledes, a woman gives birth, Ishikis Tazriya, Yoldah Zacha, if she has a boy, she's Tomei Shivas Yom, she's Tomei 7 days. And then the Torah gives her Meitaira, she's Torah for the next 33 days. Even if she sees Dam, neither, she's Torah. And in the Keva, she's Tomei 14 days. And then if that, the Torah gives her 66 days Meitaira. That even if she sees Dam, neither, she's Torah. Zeres HaKazim. The Michos Chinuch in Mitzvah Reish Zayin, Nesir Aleph, says, Santa Sharon, we're going to androgynous. We spoke about androgynous the other week also. Androgynous is someone that has some money, Zocha, and some money in the Keper. And androgynous is many Sugis Hashas. We said there was a Brisis, the fourth parak of Ikurim, that the androgynous has a din of a Safik Zocha, Safik Nekeva. Klaite Michos Chinuch, what's the din if an androgynous gives birth? This Safik Zocha, Safik Nekeva, if it gives birth. So Tainer Michos Chinuch. Oh, one sec. That seems to be. But the Meister Michos Chinuch pleads that Hashem and Jacob gives birth, and then someone's. And then someone is bought on this zocher on this androgynous which has a this androgynous would have a din of a suffix tumas nida, like we explained last time. A yeledes has a din of the pasha of nida. Pasha of nida applies to yeledes. The tumma of the 7 days is a din of nida, and it's chayv karis and b'shoyge gets chayv achapas. So nafkamin would be if someone is born this androgynous after this androgynous gave birth, would it be chayv b'shoyge? Would it be chayv achapas? Is that called nida? Zok mechasen is a suffix. Like you're asking, to go say that androgynous that gives birth, it's still a suffix. I mean, that's the biggest story. That it's in the keva. You see that it has all the varm gemayla of in the keva. But the meisa, the mechas chinuch still considers it a suffix. So it's possible to have someone has a din of a zacha who gave birth, who had a baby. But women are always complaining that the men should have babies. It can happen, he's saying.
It's interesting saying it's a suffix. It's suffix what it is. Either it's a suffix on the cable or it's maybe a mimic pronouncement.
Right. Oh. That's what I was thinking. It's more mistabed. There's a gemara in Yivam Mistafe Gimel. There's one mandama that says, Androgynous bei b'chnei asma. Androgynous is a bei b'chnei asma. There's three things. There's a zacha, there's a nekeva, there's an androgynous. So maybe if you learn it's a babe from the asthma, it's a little bit easier to understand that there's a babe from the asthma who could have a child, physically could have a child, but Taita Mechus Chinuch, it still is a Tzafik Zacha. If someone is born, this androgynous, it would not bring a Chamachatas, it would be a Tzafik, if it's Chayav Achatas. Exactly, it's something in Din. It's something in Din. But that's more understandable if it's a babe from the asthma. If the choice is either Zachor and Nekeva, it's one or the other, then L'chayr it's Muchachas and Nekeva. L'chayr the Suffolk makes more sense if it's Beit Knesset. In other words, there are three things in this world. Hashem created Zacharim, Nekevas, and Androgynous.
But the same person is Moilid, and the same person is Moilid, what's it called? Ma'aber and Isha. And the same person has a baby. What are you going to say there? I've arrived both ways.
If there's such a thing, I mean, that he doesn't say if there's such a thing. Okay, so it's interesting. But Lamaisa, the tzad is because there's no drasha, but it is a fresh apostle. There's no drasha that a zocha would not be tummy. We used to say that a zocha is moyin. If a Luisa zocha has a baby, that it's not tummy. Lamaisa, the Torah says it. The Torah says Isha ki sazriya. Says Isha ki sazriya. The old zocha. The Torah says it on Isha. All the dinim of tumah go on Isha. Right, so that's the Mechus Chinuch. There's another shtuk of Mechus Chinuch that says, what about if a tumtum androgynous sees dam? If a man sees dam, there's no tumma. There's such a thing as ziva by a man, but it's loivin. It's a white discharge. It's not a dam. If a man sees dam, it's not tummy. But what if a tumtum androgynous sees dam? So like the Mechus Chinuch in that same piece, he says, heim nidus linyan habolim. They will be nidus. That's mashma. They'll be nidus araisa. That you can understand more should be a suffix. That should be a suffix if it's a zocher who had dam or in the cave who had dam. That should be a suffix nida. Here the Mechus Chinuch says vadi nida. First of all, why isn't it a suffix? Second of all, why is it different than androgynous? By androgynous, he considered that a suffix if it gave birth. I'm sorry, why is it different than androgynous sheyolda? Androgynous sheyolda, the Mechas Chinuch says, is a suffix if it's tummy or not. But if androgynous sees dam, the Mechas Chinuch says it's father tummy neither. That's what's so shred. The Magi on the bottom of Mechas Chinuch is a different kasha. He asked that is before Mitzvah Kuf Pei Aleph, the Mechas Chinuch says the tumtum of androgynous shiro neither is to Muslim besafik. Over there it's a steer. There he says the tum of dam by tumtum of androgynous is a suffik. But by Emes over there, the Mechas Chinuch is talking about the shayla of Tyrus. There's another thing besides the Suri Bia, there's another shayla of a nida that if a nida touches Shurma or Kachim, it's Metame and apostles it. So over there, the Mechas Chinuch says if a tumtum of androgynous sees dam and it touches Tyrus, it's Tame Mesafik. But over here, Benegei Suri Bia, the Mechas Chinuch says, Heim Nidois, they are Nidois, Mashmetz, it's Mitam Vadei. This is the year. So the Magi wants to say, so Toys said first, all the first Mechas Chinuch is a mistake, it should be Heim Safik Nidois. You have to add in the word Safik. And that way, install our caches also. But the first thought is Taka Shukopela, that the Mechas Chinuch has a tzad to say, that Androgyn is Sheolda, Androgyn is that gives birth, was a suffix if it's Tamei Tumas later. Because the suffix if it still has a Din Zacha, even though it gave birth, it might still have a Din Zacha.
Machlok is, they've got the same role from androgynous. If it's a suffix, if it's a Naya Beria, or if it's a Sabu Zacha in the paper, it's inclusive in Gemara.
Right. In Yevamah, Tachay Gimel, one man, the Gemara says it's a Beria with an Asma. I was saying that this
the whole subject over here, the Yidanim on is on the side that it's not a Beria.
Actually, I think it makes more sense if it's a bay for the asthma. If it's a bay for the asthma,
yeah,
then then you could hear it said that it really still has a din zacha. Still has a din zacha. If it's a choice to see the zacha in the cave, this is a riot in the cave. But if it's a tzad that's a bay for the asthma, then this bay for the asthma maybe has a din zacha, and this bay for the asthma has a matzis that can give birth.
How do we pass?
But if it's bay, I don't know if any nafmina alacha. This would be nafmina alacha. It's the same suffix. Suffix zacha zacha in the game. They're machmir. I mean, the androgynous is always machmir, like a zacha in the game. Another santa zach, I saw the chinuch in mitzvah kufsam chvav. He writes the tamiya mitzvahs. You know, he's very mayach in the tamiya mitzvahs of yeledus. But one of the things he points out is he says that one of the tamiya mitzvahs that yeledus is tameya and asur mabayla is mitama brius. Because an isha, after giving birth, it gets shvach. It's nechasha, she has a sugar chayla. Nechasha, and therefore the Torah wanted to make Yisuri Biyah for a certain amount of time because of the chalishas. And then the chinuch adds, the reason why the Torah is machalak, that when she's moyled a zacha, when she gives birth to a zacha, it's only 7 days tamei, and by in the cave it's 14 days. The reason is because a woman, after giving birth to a zacha, she's not as shvach. After giving birth to the cave, she's more shvach. And it's a bit sarichas. So the notion is, he says, that the heroin of a zacha is cham b'teva. The pregnancy of a zacha is cham, is a heat. And aydeh chamimus, the ish is not nechosha. Mashen came by the heroin of in the cave, a urine akriya yesa. The heroin is more kar, is more cold. And therefore, the choli and the chalishas is more. So therefore, the Torah gave a longer time. This was a very interesting, maybe to ask doctors if they ever did a survey at Unza Kimpetarin. By Kimpetarin, did we find a difference after giving birth to a Zacha or in the Keva, that there's more chalishas, they take more time to recuperate after in the Keva than a Zacha?
The other thing is so true that I don't know which way, but the
what?
What?
This would see is that the chinuch that's been proved. People see it today? He says in the cave is kriya. Yeah, it could be in the shtan of the teva, but just the sound that the mitzvah is that the chinuch says. In the Gemara Nida Chafalaf, it's also sugi in Krisis, Tafiud, and other places. We have a machlokes in Gemara, an efshon of psichas akeva b'lay dam. Psichas akeva is the way Chazal call giving birth. When a woman gives birth, the Chazal called Baloshim Psichas Akeva. The Keva opens up and the baby comes out. So there's a machlokes in Gemara. If it's Efshon of Psichas Akeva, Beloy Dam or not. One man dama holds that whenever there's a lady, there must have been Dam. Even if you don't see the Dam, it was there, you just didn't see it. You just didn't notice it, but it was there. And the other man dama says, no, this Shechteva, it's called the Lady of Eshta. It's called a dry lady. It's possible to have a lady without Dam. Taisus and Krisus, the few of the Esakasha, according to Mandama, Eefshon Psichaskev Loi Dam, every time he's laid, there must be Dam. In fact, Taisus, then why do we need a Pasuk in the Torah to tell us that Yelada Zacha is Tamei Shiva, that Yelada Zacha is Tamei 7 days? Even without a Pasuk in the Torah, should be Tamei else Dam needed. We're saying Eefshon Psichaskev Loi Dam, every time there's a lady, there must be some Dam, so automatically she should be Tamei Zion. The Taisus Kasha is not why we need the whole Pasha. We need the Pasha for the other dinim. We need the Pasha to tell you you may tire. The special halacha that after the 7 days that she's Taha for the next 33 days, that we do need. We need a Pasuk to tell you that the Yelada in the cave is Tamei Yudala, 14 days. That's a Chiddush. Even besides the Dam Nida, she's Tamei 14 days. And of course you need the Pasuk to tell you you may tire of a Yelada in the cave. But the kasha is, what do you need the pasuk to tell you that in Yelada Zacha is Tamei Shiva? Just start with the Yemei Taira.
Well,
it could have been written without the. I have to see the pasuk again, but it could have just started.
What do you mean? The Baruch Torah says that she's young, it can be given in the dust of the Tamei, but you're not showing you. For 7 days she's Tamei, and then for 33 days she's Tamei.
What do you want from the Torah?
Same, I thought
it'd be 14.
That's
okay. You mean Mechamah Teretz is that you would think that if it wouldn't say anything by a Zacha and it would just say 14 by Nekeva, you would think a Zacha is also 14. Even though the Torah only said it by Nekeva, but you make a Kavachayma. Teretz says you make a Kavachayma. A Kavachayma that Mardach in Nekeva, which the Torah gave extra Yemei Taira in a way it was more makel by Nekeva, gave extra Yemei Taira, gave 66 days Taira, and by a Zacha was more Machmir, gave less Yemei Taira. So Kol Shkein, that is Zacha Sheva, at least the same Tumah as in the cave, and no less Tumah. Unless, that's Taisus Teretz.
I'm asking, on the 8th day she sees Dam, she's Tumah. So you see the Dam lady, even though she sees it, you're Tumah. So why on the 2nd day you're Tumah?
Why what?
Why on the 1st day you're Tumah, if the 8th day you're Tumah? It's the same Dam, it's the Dam lady. Teretz is Dam lady, there's a custom, you're Tumah even if you see it, right?
No, 8 days is not Dam Leda. The next 33 days could even be Dam Nida was Tah.
It's especially. Whatever it is, there's a concept. After Leda, you could be Torah even if you see Dam. So if the Torah wouldn't tell me about Tumah.
You would think that you made Torah start immediately?
So the Torah
should say, like Ellie said, the Torah should have said, Lacha, you made Torah to Musa. What's it say? Shivas Yamim. That's the Kasha, right? That's the Kasha. The Shivas should be automatically part of the. So, okay, that's Taisus Teretz. One thing I see from Taisus Kasha is that Taisus holds the other Pashut that Dam Leda would automatically be Tomei as Dam Nida. And the Chari Taisus is saying that it's automatically considered Dam Bahagosha. We know the Gemara says Nida after Zion, the famous Drasha. The Gemara says, Vibsara at Shetagish. You have to have Hagosha to have a Din Tumas Nida the Rises. Whole Shayin and Mishayin what Hagosha means. Some Mishayin and Hagosha is. The woman actually feels the makor opening up. The makor is something up in the body, and she feels that opening up and the dam coming out. Some Mishan learn that Moposhet that she feels zivas dam. She feels the zivas of a lach. So she feels something wet coming out. The person we're talking about today is not so common hagosha. Maybe it's not so poshet having these eraser today. But Taisus is saying that if you hold Yevshu B'sichas Kevmoli dam, it should automatically be Tomei as Nidus. Taisus obviously holds that will be called dam bagosha. And even though you didn't feel the dam, maybe Taisus holds the chevle leg is automatically the hagasha.
It masks the symptoms.
Right. But that would be enough to be considered tumah d'oraisa. But Al-Kapanam, this is Taisus Kasha. What do we need a pasuk of that Yol Isha Yisriv, Yol Dezach, is Tamei Shivas Yomim? It should be Tamei Yals. If you hold Yiv Shepsich Skavim like dam, it should be automatically Tamei Yals dam nida. So the Sidri Taira, printed in the back of the Shulchan Aruch in Yerdeis, in Kuvtza Dal, in Tzukan Aleph, he brings down from a Sefer Menoyam that wants to say Poshto Taira to the Kasha. He says the big Nafkamina, we know, we spoke about this last time, that Anida is Tomei 7 days, and Bederaisa, she does not need Shiv in the Kiyam. Bederaisa, if Anida sees Dam, Let's say 2 days, she just waits 5 more days, she's tar. She sees them 5 days, she waits 2 more days, and she's tar. She sees them 6 days, waits 1 more day. She sees them 7 days, and then it stops, she's tar that night. You don't need any shiv in the kiyam. Is a menga, what if an isha saw dam before she gave birth? A day before, or 2 days, let's say 2 days before she gave birth. 2 days. And then she gave birth. So even if you hold this dam neither, so this will be like the third day she gave birth. Fine, it's just continuing dam neither. All you have to do is wait 4 more days.
So why is it dam neither? Because she's pregnant.
No, the Tesis Kasha was that, let this be, what do you need a pasuk of? Well, we're saying,
We're saying,
no,
but she's the best before she has the baby.
Oh, we're talking about, even that's, Muberes is Becheskas, Mislekas Dom, that's true. But it's a roiv, maybe, but there definitely are Muberes that see Dom Nida. There is such a thing. There's definitely such a thing. So that would be an Afghan, it's very common. Muberes has Dom Nida. It's Becheskas, if there's any suffix, it's Becheskas, Mislekas Dom. And there's a roiv that she doesn't see. But it is possible to see. So in case she did see Dom Nida, that'll be enough gemina. If we wouldn't have a pasuk, it would only be tummy 4 more days. It's continuing the previous dam nida. The Torah is mechadish. No, now you have a besides that you have a new din of 7 days. Then the Siddur Torah b'Shem Deminim says another enough gemina will be even if it was yimei ziva. Like we know last time the sugya, there's a halacha. Sometimes in the month, the dam that isha sees is dam nida. And then there's yud alaf yom bein nida l'nida. We went through the different sheetas, how to calculate it. But there's 11 days, which is dam ziva. And Dam Ziva has a whole different set of halachas. Dam Ziva takanit shivs in the kiyam, but Dam Ziva also has a halacha that if the isha sees Ziva one day, she shemers yom kineged yom. She's only tummy 1 day. She sees 2 days, she's also shemers yom kineged yom. She only is tummy again 1 more day after the 2 days. So only if she sees 3 times that she's a zava gedolah that she needs, she's tummy 7 days and the shiv in the kiyam. But here you would have an afkamina. Let's say if it be yimei Ziva. And then we say Yefshab Sikhas Kavli Dam, it'll only be 1 day Ziva. So it'll only be Tommy 1 day Shemes Yom Kinegan Yom. So only be Tommy 1 day. So we take the Pasuk in the Torah to tell you that no, over here she's Tommy 7 days. So whether it's in the time of the month of Yemei Nida or whether the time of the month of Yemei Ziva, it'll be a big Nafkamina.
That would be 8 days.
Then you would need. Well, the Shemesh Yom Kinegan Yom will be included It would overlap. That would overlap with the immediate. And these Terutzim, Mamash Azoy Poshidus, Mamash Azorchi and Golo and Taisis, why Taisis is the Kasha? And Taisis didn't say these Terutzim. These Nafkaminas. And the Chane increases Machavan to this Kasha also. Okay. This thing goes is there's Nafkamina Benegea Carbon, but maybe that was all part of Taisa's Kasha, that the Torah should not tell you, just tell you the din of the carbon, don't tell you the din of the Tumah Zayin. There's a Santa Shaila, it's actually Machlokes Bava Yerushalmi. What's the din of the Geiris that's Niskaya in the after she gives birth? If a Nachris, a Goya, gives birth, there's no Tumah later. By goyim, there's no tumas nida. So if a goya gives birth, and then let's say 20 days later she's megaya, does she have yemei tayra? And then she sees dam nida. Once she's megaya, now she's al dinum of a yid. And then if she sees dam, it would be if she's dam, she should be tummy. But oh, yeah. So you're saying you made Tyrus tell me in the baby? The baby has to have a din of a yid?
She's
down. This is so it's very interesting that the.
Yelda
Zachi. Yelda Zachi. The Zachi could be a guy also. You're right. The child will be a guy. But the Gemara Tyrus. So the Gemara in Bechayr is.
But she's sitting down.
The Gemara, the Bavli holds that she does not have Yemei Tayra. And it's mashma from Tosis that Yemei Tayra is telling Yemei Tuma. Since she didn't have Yemei Tuma, she doesn't have Yemei Tayra. But the Yishalmi, the Mechas Chinuch brings it down in Mitzvah Samach Vav. Yishalmi is indeed the Paragraph Lacha Dalet. Is chayla. The Shami holds that she does, even though she never made tire, but you made tumma. She does have. It's more like a chaylish. Tosis in Nida Flamavav Yisakasha. The Gemara says over there in Nida and other places that the din of you made tire is because one mandama holds that the din of you made tire is a metzias, that the shtei mayonis. A woman has the metzias in the body two mayonis. That a whole life the dam comes from the mayan hatame. But this period of time, interesting, of yemei tayra of yeledes, all of a sudden it switches. The mayan that the tame closes and the mayan hato opens up.
That
metzias depends on the kev zach. What time? How long it is? That whole period of time. And the dam coming is from the mayan hatoha. It's coming from a whole different part of the body. So like this, the kasha. If the tumah of Yemei Tayra, if the dam from Yemei Tayra is coming from a whole different part of the body, from Mayan HaToha, that's a Metzias. So how could the Bavli hold that a Geyerus is Tameh? It's Tameh. What's the difference if she didn't have Yemei Tumah? If she didn't have Yemei Tumah. But the Maisa, the Metzias right now, the dam coming out, is from the Mayan HaToha. The Gemara says that, according to one mandama, The din of Yemei Tayra of Yeledes is a metzias of Shnei Mayonis. There are two parts of the body in the woman where dam comes from. A whole lifetime, it's always coming from the Mayan HaTomei. But when she's in the Yemei Tayra of Yeledes, this period of time, after giving birth, something clicks in the body, changes in the body, and it depends if it's Zoch in the Keva for how many days, that all of a sudden, any dam that comes doesn't come from the Mayan HaTomei, it comes from the Mayan HaTa. There's a main effect, Taisis. How could the Bavli hold that if you're... How can I hold that in case you're a Geyerus? Because she didn't have Yemei Tumah, she was Megai after she gave birth. So he says she doesn't have Yemei Tayra. But Ramaisa, that thing clicked in the body, and the dam coming out is from the Mayan HaToha. According to Yishami, it's very good. Yishami holds she does have Yemei Tayra Geyerus. But the Bavli holds. What? It doesn't happen? If she'd be Megai before she gave birth, then it would click, then it would switch to Mayan HaToha? There are differences between even the gear. Yeah, you have a point.
Is it considered 33 days or not? Now she's a yid.
Right. So Tyson's Tyrant says.
It's James Clutch, right?
So but now she's a yid.
No, seriously, because the
one
brings down
the score. Yeah, but now she's a yid, so you start counting.
Yes, it
but now she's a yid. Now she's a yid 33 days after she gave birth.
He's saying that because of mitzvahs, and well, there is also part of the shkatzu of emotion, but even so, once she becomes yid, she becomes double the fire, becomes a whole different body.
Right.
If he wants to say that, okay.
So, therefore, what?
It's coming to who bears it. Changes.
Okay, so beautiful. So now what is
she? She's a baby.
So now what is it? Tumi?
It's a tumi. Well, it's not. You can't just get kasha from.
But I'm asking, what is it?
Tumi.
Is it mine or tumi? What is it? Is it coming from the mine or
tumi? I can't just stop them.
You can't just stop them.
But it's not right the way the cause. That's not a reason.
Tosis Teretz says that even according to Manda Mishnei Mayonis same, it's still exists also, because even according to Manda Mishnei Mayonis, they both come from the Makar. There still is one Makar where the Dam comes from. It's just it's a question which where it continues through, I guess. It continues. Is a Meila Be'etzem the Mayan HaToha really should be Tomei also? It's only exists because of that it's Tah. If not for the exists because of, the Mayan HaToha would also be Tomei. And the meaning of the Bavli holds that the Gzeisa Kosov of Yemei Tayra is totally in Yemei Tumah. And only if you have Yemei Tumah do you have Yemei Tayra. That's what it says. That's what it says. To me, I keep saying that Tosis holds, you know, I've been saying a few times that Tosis holds that the Pshat and the Bavli. I said a few times now, I mentioned a few times, it's really a mashmoy synthesis. That what's the svar of the Bavli? That Magiris, if she's Magai after Leda, she doesn't have Yemei Tayra. So I said that Tosis is mashmoy that if you don't, it's totally Yemei Tumah. If you don't have Yemei Tumah, you don't have Yemei Tayra. It's not really so clear if that's the only reason. I was thinking maybe the saying among Amdash. Maybe the Machlokes Bava Yerushalmi is when is the chal this din of Yemei Taira? Is it chal by the leida? That with the leida, it's chal this isha halacha that she's now going to be tummy for 7 days and then be tar for 33 days by Zacha. Or it's chal by the leida of the keva, then now she'll be tummy for 14 days and then she'll be tar for 66 days. But the chaloi salacha is chal on the isha b'shas the leida. Is it meila? That's b'shan the Bavli. The Bavli holds all this chaloi salacha happens b'shas the leida. And if b'shas the leida she was a nachri, she wasn't megay yet, it was never chal on her this din that she will have Yemei Taira. Nothing, I'm not saying, I'm just trying to be magdi, the machlokes bava Yerushalmi. And the Yerushalmi would hold fakir, the Yerushalmi would hold that the chalos halacha of Yemei Taira happens by Yemei Taira. Happens by Yemei Taira. When you reach Yom Yomai, when you reach after the 8th day of the Zohar, when you reach the 15th day of the Keva, that's when it's chal, the Yemei Taira. And therefore the Yerushalmi holds that even by Gerius, she's Megayden, even the 20th day, then it's chal then. What's a little bit unclear is, and this you don't see really in the Bava Yerushalmi, what if she's Megaya in the middle of Yemei Tuma? What if Isha is, what if a Nachri, a Goya, has a baby, a Zacha, and then 3 days later she's Megaya? Do we put on her then Tumas later, that she has 4 more days Tuma? She wouldn't have a full 7 days, do we put on her? There seems to be the whole Machagas is about Yemei Taira. She's Megai in Yemei Taira. What if she's Megai in the middle of the Yemei Tumah, in the middle of the 14 days Tumah of the Keva? Do we continue the last few days? Let's say, if the 10 days of having the Keva, she's Megai. Do we give her 4 more days of Tumah? That's a little bit unclear.
Or what?
Or not. Or is it the same Machoikas? Maybe it's the same Machoikas.
How long she's going to be Tumah? What's the other
time? Or not be Tumah at all.
Not be Tumah at all?
Because she was a Goya by Shas and Bashas Leida.
You
go like,
that's always the menu anyway.
She's a
good,
there's no
Nida.
No,
what happens if a good becomes a
gay
or a stern Nida? Same Shayana.
Maybe
the same Shayana. There's no Nida in the Zika pirate.
Is this
such a Nida? No, but Shasin, that's the Shasin was a girl, she saw Dam, and then the Dam stopped, and then she became a gay. So her, that'd be posh at the.
That's just that, right.
Right, but we're going now about Leida without Dam created the halacha of 7 days. Okay, Mistam not. Mistam do not be. Mistam we cannot divide up the Tumah Chatzayim. Mistam the Tumah is either a full 7 days or it's not a full 7 days. Okay, one more sugi in the Nivya Yeladis is the din of Kabin Yeladis. Pash Tazriya, the Torah says, the Kabbonis that Yeladis springs. Yeladis springs, it's called B'yay Malayas. After she finishes Yemei Tumah and Yemei Taira for Zachor and the Keva, that day she's supposed to bring a Kabbin. And the carbon is a carbon oil and a carbon chattis. She means two carbonas, a carbon oil and a carbon chattis. And this is similar to a carbon oil of Yerid, the Torah is machalak between an ani and an ashira. If she's an ashira, if she's rich, she brings a keves ben shnosing oil and a Torah ben yerin chattis. She brings a behemah, carbon behemah for an oil and a carbon oil for a chattis. If she's an ani, if she's poor, the Torah says she brings shtei Torah and shtei ben yerin, echad oil and echad chattis. She brings two kabbonis oif. A carbon behemoth costs more money, the Torah is machayev and ashir to bring a more expensive carbon. The halach is someone else could bring the carbon for the yeladis. If somebody else wants to go bring a carbon and say this is for her, he's allowed to do that. And this is poshut that if it goes by the isha. If the isha is an aniya and something, let's say a gevir, an ashir wants to bring a carbon for this isha, it's poshut he brings a carbon ani. He brings shteitam shteitam ayayna. Because even though he's just paying for it, he's just bringing it for her. But the mechui of carbon is the isha. If the isha is an aniya, the chi of carbon here.
But an aniya brings an ashir, is not yod. That's a din.
Over here,
if an aniya. Right. Could be. Could bring.
By other angavir, it's a shtagotayr. This by other carbon angavir, but over here it's the same. It's a chatas and oila. But what are you mechuyev to bring?
What
are mechuyev bring, right? So it goes by the isha, not the person bringing it. The Gemara Nedarim, the Flamed Hay says, if the husband brings it for her, that's different. If the husband brings the carbon, then it goes by the husband. Let's say the husband's an Aisha, husband's an Ashir, but the woman is an Aniyah. So the Gemara says, you bring a carbon Aisha. And the reason is, the Gemara says, Shekach kaisav la b'ksvasa. This is what he writes in the Ksuba. V'achrayis isli alai min kadmas na. That achrayis la b'ohol kabanis are on the isha. Part of the Ksuba is, maybe not today, we have the kabanis unfortunately, but in the times of Beis HaMikdash, part of the Ksuba was that you took your makaba achrayis to bring all the kabanis that your wife's mechuyim bin. As a male, since he's mechuyim to bring the kabba, we go by the husband. So if she's an aniya, she's an poor, you're still being a kabanisha. What's pshat? I think the pshat is, the negay of this, she's an aisha. If we read the Gedarim Mechera go by the Isha, since the money backing her to bring Kabbonis comes from, there's plenty of money for that, there's no shortage of money, he's an Isha, so it goes by, Benegay this, she's an Ashir, I think that's together. The Mechasrinach, interesting, the Mechasrinach, Mr. Kusan Mechas, so his test, he brings down this halacha, that the Baal brings the carbon, and it goes bust to the Baal. But he doesn't mention the Makkah, he doesn't mention the Gemara Nadar, he doesn't mention the reason, he gives a different reason. He says, because Ishtek Agufay. What's he saying? A new reason for Ishtek Gufay? The Gemara says a different reason. Shekach Chesav Labik Subasa. And second of all, Ishtek Gufay, I mean, we find the Gemara in Brachas, Tachavtana, Benegea certain things, Benegea, it's making Brachas in front of an Eva, things like that. But it's not this, we don't find a Benegea this. The Ikka reason is like the Gemara in the Dharm says. What's not so clear is, what about in a Faket the case? This is not so clear in the Gemara in the Dharm or the Mechas Chinuch. What would be Faket? What if the husband will be an Ani and the Isha will be an Ashira? The Isha will be rich. Would you say also that you go bust to the Baal? And he's bringing the carbon. He's bringing the carbon. He's bringing the carbon, so you say yeah. There's have to be a carbon Ashira. You would say not? I would think yes. I would think Lamais, the Isha is an Ashira. This is not going to be something by Mr. Achi, and maybe he'll push it not, but I think I would say more Mustavi, yes. And when, I can't, this is all Svaris.
Why should
he
be able to bring
it on? But he's Machayev himself in the Ksuba. Just because an Isha comes, gets married, and she has plenty of money, but her husband's an Ani, and he writes the Ksuba, checks his fine, he still has to feed her and give her clothing. It's his responsibility. He has to bring her kabanas. It's his responsibility. But the way we were saying, the whole reason why, when he's an Isha, you bring a kabban Ashia is because. But again, that the Isha is an Ashir. And again, that she has backing for Kabbalah, she's an Ashir. So over here, she also has backing for Kabbalah, so she has her own money. And it's not so good. I would think in such a case that he'd be Mechiv. If he wants to do it, he has to be a Kabbalah Ashir. And if he can't afford it, she should bring the Kabbalah Ashir. That's what I would think. The Mechas Chinuch does write in the Gemara the Sant, Im Ha'av Hevi Kabbalah Mishol Bita, Yeshiv Chosa, if a father brings a Kabbalah for his daughter, or even a master brings a Kabbalah for the Shivcha, it goes again, Basa the Isha. Because the father, Benegeya, the carbon, he's not mechuyev. It's something a father wants to give, now he wants to help out, but he's not mechuyev. There's a man who we go bust the issue. He's considered like a separate, like a zaytik person, like someone else. And just like we said before, if someone else brings the carbon, the gedarim go by the isha. Even if the father's an isha, if the woman is, if the daughter is an aniyah, the chiv carbon is carbon aniyah. Then there's the Santa Mechas Chinuch in Yisid Beis. The Mechas Chinuch says, an isha chashis v'shoyta sheyolda. An Isha who's a chashas or shayta sheolda, she's ve'ein lehem baal sheiv b'shvilam, and she has no husband. Heim ba'asun b'turim, the rabbi named Mrs. Nehu. A chash or shayta is part of the mitzvah. It's the same thing. A woman who's a chashas or shayta, she's part of the mitzvah. She's not mechuyev being a carbon. That's what I was clear. Yeah, that's like the mechasrin. Let's say because ve'ein lehem baal, they're part of. Masha from the mechasrin achlad that they would have a husband. The husband would be mechuyev being a carbon. So this I didn't understand why. In Chariah, the Baal is only acting more in the Dharma, says the Baal is mechuyev, he's meshubit to bring her kabanis, the way he's mechuyev to feed her and clothe her. It's a chiyev mominis. But it goes by the chiyev of the Isha. If the Isha is pata, why would the husband be mechuyev to be a kabanis? If a kid, it should be chulun ba'azara. If she's a chariah shashaita, she's not mechuyev, there's no chalais kabanis. You can't bring a kabanis without a chiyev, it's chulun ba'azara. So this is the Shreel. In Chariah, she should be pata. Then the Mechas Chinuch says, if you go with Ishtek Gufesvar, maybe so there is a Chalei Schiv here on the Baal, okay. But that we don't find that Svar.
You know what he says at the beginning,
he says it. Then the Mechas Chinuch says in Santa Halach, he says, V'dav Poshet, that if Isha is a Chashas or a Shaita B'Shas Leida, and later on, she's cured, Neshtafis, later on she becomes healthy, she becomes a Bastash, she should bring a carbon then. He says V'dav Poshet. And to me, this would be a very nice Chakir. I don't think it's so posh. The chakir should be, is the chiv b'shas leida, or b'shas yer malayis, the day she, the mechuyev to be the carbon, which is the 40th day of a zachor, or the 80th day of a nekeva, after she's finished her meitum and meitaira. But later on, if she becomes nishtafis, she was already mufka from the carbon. The chashis was part from the carbon. It's not so posh, she be chayiv. Or do you say no? Anisha is chayiv in the carbon later her whole life. Every single day is machayiv, and until now she's part of. L'moshul, if the person is a chman son, a chershah shaita on Pesach night, the beginning of Pesach, after Pesach Chavim. And then 10 o'clock at night, 3 hours later, he gets cured. Avad he b'chayiv to eat matzah. The beginning of the night, he's potter, now he's b'chayiv, because the whole night is b'chayiv and matzah. There's a famous p'kivega in Shulchan Aruch, in Arachayim, in Hagoyes p'kivega, about cotton shenaskadl, a cotton that eats before Shkia, he has a meal, he has a suda. And then he becomes bar mitzvah that night. So after Sechavim, and he's still sova. He's still full. Is he mechuyev in benching midaraisa? And the shayin is because the Torah says v'chalta sevata v'rachta. The Torah seems to be saying that the chi of benching goes on v'chalta on eating v'sevata and on being full of v'rachta, and that you have to bench. So over here you have someone that did not eat. He ate as a cotton. He's potter, but he's sevei as a gadol. He's got the food in his stomach. He's sevei. Is he chayev in benching the raisa? Wait, but these would all not be a tzushta over here. If you say the chalei schi of kabban leida is b'shasta leida, or maybe the chalei schi is chal on the woman be a maloyas on that day when she becomes chayit being the kabban. If she was potter at that point, she's potter for life. You don't say it's chal again later on. Or do you say it's chal again later on? The mechas chinuch nems nafet davar poshet that you would have to be a kabban. But it's a shenach hakir. And one last Indian. In the Seder of bringing the Kabbanis, again we said before that Isha, Yeled, the spring is called Machatz Kabbanayim. There's a klal all over Shas, this seems to, I think it's Halacha Meshem Sinai, that whenever you mechuyev in the Chatz and the Oyla, you bring the Chatz first. Chatz Kedemis L'Oyla, is launched in the Gemara. Chatz always comes first. Taisus and Kedushin, Afi Gimel, and Zvachim, Dafei, and other places says it's not Ma'akev. He said, but the Evid, if you brought the Oyla first, you did it wrong, you didn't do the mitzvah right, but you yaitza. The Ritva in Kedushin is Chayla. The Ritva holds it is Ma'akev. The Ritva holds that if you brought the Oyla first, it's not good. You have to bring the Chattis and bring another Oyla. Normally it's Chattis them to Oyla. By Kabban Yeledis in the Torah, it's interesting, the Torah does write the Kabban Oyla first. It's the one place where the Torah writes bring a Kabban Oyla and then bring a Kabban Chattis. Pshutei Shemikra, it's Mashma, the Yeledis is different. The Yeledis is the one case where you bring a Kabban Oyla first, then the Chattis, but the Gemara says that's not the Halacha. The Gemara clears this in Zvachim the Tzadik, and the Gemara's Maskana is that Yeledis also, you have the Klal Yistika Din, the general Din, the Chattis Kedemis Oyla. And the Gemara says, Lo Hekdima HaKos of Oyla Chattis El Nimikra. The Gemara says the only reason the Torah wrote the Oyla before the Chattis is the Mikra. Was the Mikra mean Mem Kuf Reish Alf Hey? Was mean for reading it? So Rashi and Poshet that it's for reading and laning. The Torah only wrote Oyla. This is how you lane when you lane Kriyas the Torah. This is the way you read the Psukim. But Lamaisa you bring the Chattis Kedemis Oyla. That's the Rashi and Tosis B'shem Ben Chaim is famous for Ben Chaim. Taishes more differently. Tosis Taishes the Mikra means being makdish the carbon. There's a special halacha over here in the Mikra that the isha should be makdish the carbon oyla first and then be makdish to carbon chattis. But when you bring it to the mizbeach, you bring the chattis first. Or if someone else is bringing the carbon for her, he should take a carbon, be makdish the carbon oyla first and then be makdish the carbon chattis first. And then, but then you makdish the carbon chattis first. And.